Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
The city is getting ready to begin a type of jet noise relief program that it first experimented with 2 years ago. WBBM's Bernie DeFoya with that story.
The interim fly quiet runway rotation plan is supposed to begin November 3rd. The runways used for overnight flights into and out of O'Hare will switch back and forth weekly. The idea is to not make certain suburbs bear the brunt of most of the overnight jet noise into and out of O'Hare. The city first tested an overnight runway rotation program a couple of years ago. The Fly Quiet plan is expected to be revised in a couple of years when new and extended runways are in operation. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A man is in custody following the sexual assault of a hotel employee yesterday in West Suburban Oak Brook. Authorities were called shortly before noon to Hyatt House on 22nd Street for a reported aggravated criminal sexual assault. Officers were told that the suspect may still be armed and in the area. They made an extensive room-by-room search for the suspect, who was a 38-year-old man believed to be a relative of a hotel guest. The victim, a 20-year-old hotel employee, was taken to Elmhurst Hospital for treatment. The suspect was arrested around 4 o'clock in the afternoon in Chicago. A man was shot and killed outside the Starbucks at 47th and Cicero overnight. Police are still looking for the gunman. No other details have been released at this time. The Starbucks on Cicero Avenue is a common stop for people headed to Midway Airport. U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg talked about fame and where the country is regarding gender discrimination before a crowd at the University of Chicago last night.
Tammy Hardgrove Shomo flew in from Ohio to hear Justice Ginsburg speak and says she thinks about the 86-year-old's health frequently.
When I do my planks, I do one for myself and I do one for Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Ginsburg acknowledged her stature as a liberal icon can have a downside.
Sometimes it can be a little overbearing when everyone wants to take my picture.
She says now that most of the laws allowing overt gender discrimination are off the books, she's optimistic about the future, but warns the fight must now move to unconscious bias. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 FM.
A bankruptcy court hearing this morning could be the final death knell for Holy Trinity Greek Orthodox Church on the Northwest Side. It's a church where parishioners say an icon of the Virgin Mary is weeping.
Things are not looking good for Holy Trinity. Efforts to landmark it went nowhere. What appeared to be a Christmas miracle with guardian angels swooping in fell flat. Now the congregation may lose the church.
That's how it appears from our human perspective. Absent a miracle.
Panayota Fortsis is the vice president of the parish council and a believer in miracles. She says that includes the weeping icon.
In life, we have a choice, and the choice is to believe or not to believe. And that I believe. I believe in miracles.
Steve Miller, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Uber is expanding its freight business, giving it an even bigger presence among the companies moving into the redeveloped old post office building along the river.
Uber CEO Dara Khosrowshahi says the company will add some 2,000 jobs at the old post office building headquarters of Uber Freight. That division connects truck drivers with shippers. Khosrowshahi says the company is making a big bet on Chicago with its 10-year lease and 460,000 square foot space. Mayor Lightfoot, who joined in the announcement, says the city is counting on Uber to hire a diverse workforce.
We must do everything that we can to make sure that the workers for our tech community are reflective of the incredible and powerful diversity of our city, and we are going to do everything we can to make sure that that happens.
Other tenants at the once abandoned building include Walgreens, Ferrara Candy, PepsiCo, and WeWork. At City Hall, Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 FM.
A former Chicago lawyer who comes from a family with a tradition in the law has been sentenced to 3 years in prison.
In character that he created, Jordan Margolis was excuse man.
Excuse man is here for all occasions. I can get you out of any jam you want.
He wore a blue bodysuit, the letters XQ over his chest, and an orange skull cap and cape with a purple mask. Margolis was accused of stealing from clients in part to pay for his character for professionally done videos and graphic designers. It was alleged he stole more than $1 million from clients settling personal injury cases without their knowledge. At sentencing, the Tribune reports excuse man offered no excuses. He told the judge his transgressions were well-intentioned but wrong. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.